Hey, this is Letitia, and another year bites the dust. I once read somewhere that the difference between dreams and goals is the written words. In other words, if you're not writing down your goals, then you're just dreaming. Don't get me wrong, dreams are all well and good at the end of a long, hard day after you've taken that hot bath and you climb into that nice big bed with that fresh from the dryer smell and warmth. You close your eyes and everything you ever wanted, like magic, poof, appears. Then the alarm clock goes off and reality sets in. And as bad as you want to just turn over and pick up where you left off, you gotta get up and face the fact that the only thing that's changed is the day. Now, this may even be one of those days that you say is going to be different. You're going to be productive. You're going to do that one thing you've always wanted to do but never found the time. Perhaps you're going to finish that project that's been sitting in the corner of your dining room for months. I know I'm not the only one. You're going to do something, right? Then it happens. The phone rings. Or you run out of milk. Or your neighbor asks for a ride to the other side of town. Your plans are altered and you get caught up in the moment, the hour, the day. Then the day is over and as you climb back into that nice warm bed, you think to yourself, I'll do it tomorrow, next week, in 2007. Sound familiar? It doesn't really matter if your goal is finding a new love or a new house. Without a plan of action, in writing, you're setting yourself up for, if not failure, then delays. Think of it as planning a day trip. You've got very specific places that you want to see. You're not really sure how to get there. Do you just get in the car and occasionally ask people on the street? Or do you get a map and plot your own course? Some people only write out their goals that pertain to their career paths. Is that all you really care about? Of course not. So here are my suggestions for areas of your life that you want to develop your goals in. Family and relationships, financial and career, and physical and mental and spiritual health. Write them down. Not only that, look at them. Carry them around with you. Do something every day that will bring you closer to accomplishing that goal. And whenever you're faced with making a difficult decision, ask yourself this. Does doing this bring me closer or further from my goal? This is Letitia, wishing you a happy 2007. May it be filled with fewer dreams and possibilities and more actuality and realities.